A crunch meeting has been held between executive members of the Food and Beverage Importers Association and top officials of the Food and Drugs Authority in Accra. This was to iron out emerging challenges posed by the new tariff regime passed by Parliament. The chairman of the Food and Beverage Importers Association, Mohamed Odimat, led the discussions with the authority. The acting secretary of the association, Samuel Agri, spelled out a broad range of the challenges.
The FDA issued a letter to all importers, basically the large importers and then all those who are importing products into the country. We have a special difference in that they call group registration, which according to them it has been abused, so they've cancelled it. But then normally when such issues are being raised, stakeholders are consulted, then the appropriate fees and other regulations are passed. But in this case, there was no consultation with any stakeholder, but then we just realized that we woke up in the morning and realized that all these things are coming up. There's been also new charges that we, the importers, we think are highly exorbitant, and therefore it has to be reviewed. So we met the FDA to discuss all these issues. Now, when you have, previously we have to pay 600 cedis to register a product. Now, from 600, you have to pay 1,800 per product. You go for site inspection, overseas destination inspection, they are charging for 25,000 and 20,000 respectively. And when you take product like, when you have products that are also expired and you want to use the appropriate means to destroy them, you are charged per ton of 600 cedis. So assuming you have 20 tons to destroy, then it means you have to pay 12,000 Ghana cedis just to destroy a product. These are some of the things that we thought they were not in line. So we need to discuss and then see how best they could assist us. With the new challenges that we have, at the port, FDA charges 500, 600 cedis per container. And the Ghana Standards Authority will also charge you the same. Now, when you register with FDA and you pay about, let me say, roughly 40,000 for your group registration, Ghana Standards Authority also charges you the same amount. And now they are using all sort of things and other LI quoting certain laws and charging different fees on the side of Ghana Standard Board. So we are even confused. We don't know who is doing what, who is the regulatory, and then who is the standard generator. So it's becoming a bit confusing. Now, when you look at it, if we allow this thing to hold, what will mean is that businesses will come to a halt, and eventually people will be losing their jobs. And this is not what we want. We want to trade in a very fair means, whilst the government is also getting its resources. But when you discuss with them, it appears that the parliament has approved all these fees. Whether it's from the parliament, then we ask ourselves, how come this high charges? And it's not proper in the business world. If in Ghana you have products that you have to pay so much, you go elsewhere, it's different. Then where comes that accolade that Ghana is a gateway to West Africa?
Responding to the concerns, the executive director of the Food and Drugs Authority, Montari Hudu, commended the association for the spirit of dialogue exhibited at the meeting. He said the authority would meet over the concerns and amicably address them. He was, however, emphatic that the authority will not compromise on its mandate to ensure safety and security of the Ghanaian consumer.
We believe that this is the best way to go, by dialogue. You know, when there are issues to come, you raise them. We also look from outside what has to be done. Then we find a common ground to work. And I think we first of all want to commend you for initiating something like this. I realize there are certain issues you have raised to do with the reasons behind the withdrawal and issues of classifying retail, bulk, importers. We might not be able to give you answers to all these in this topic, but what I would want is
this a global thing. We do it all over the world. How come Ghana alone wants to set new standards? So it's not a problem. And we know that we are working within the borders that are in terms of association. So when you fit up one policy, one goal is global, everybody must want. But when sometimes when it comes to Ghana, the demands are different. It becomes a problem for all of us. So if those things are accepted, it's easier for us to come forward with those analysis. And when it comes on there, the test results do start up. If not, then whatever information is there on that analysis, they are accepted. And then we know we are moving forward. Now, when it comes to product samples, as I said,
Other contributors assure the authority that they know they are in competition and would not make the mistake to bring substandard or unwholesome goods to Ghana to lose their cherished customers.
My name is Jean-Paul Figali and I am the CEO of Imexco Ghana. The contribution we are trying to make is to help us, the importer, to be able to import and do business in a good environment and in a genuine way without affecting the business in a negative way that can lead to a lot of turbulences and turmoil during this period of crisis. Practically, what we are requesting and what we are very afraid of is the impact of the increase of the fee. The fees have been increased drastically. And these fees were not discussed with any of the importers and can affect a lot our projected P&L account and our balance sheet.
Contribution from concerned member of the Food and Beverage Importers Association at a crunch meeting with the Food and Drugs Authority in Accra.